Yud Beis Tishri, 14th of October, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, shaken with joy.
First day of Sukkot is called the Lakat Melchem Yom Harishon, even though it's not the first day, the 15th day of the month. It's because people are so busy with their mitzvahs, building the Sukkah, preparing their Arba Minim. So it's amazing to see Kanan Nahora, people coming out to learn, despite the panic at home, no doubt. When do you assemble your lulav? Do you do it today? So you want to be prepared in time. And then it has to sit there all of Shabbos, all of Sunday. If you wait till Sunday, show you. Al Koponim, as the title suggests, we're going to be talking about shaking with joy. You see whether there's a double entendre. Oh.
We thought of silver with joy.
So
now. Please explain for those of you who
double expression, a double meaning in the same term. You can shake with joy, or you can shake with joy. So let's take a look at the Na'anuim, the shaking of the lulav, which is going to be the focus of this morning's talk. Based on a Mishnah and Lulav HaGozel, Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Beis. Gemara says, Ve'heichon hoyu mena'anin. At what point did they use to shake the lulav? Says the Mishnah, "Bohodu laHashem tchilu v'soif, uva'ona Hashem hoshiona." Divrei Beis Hillel. Shama Omrim, "Af va'ona Hashem hatzlichona." Interesting. B'Shamai had the opinion that you shake the lulav during "Ona Hashem hatzlichona" as well. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Tzoifo Yisib Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva used to watch Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua on Sukkot, Shekol Ha'om Hoy Menan Mizlulavayim, Behem Loinanu Elo, Ba'ona Hashem Hoshiona. And they would only shake during Ona Hashem Hoshiona. Agav, just by the way, on the side, Rabbi Akiva was watching Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua shaking their lulav on Sukkot. So what was he doing at the time?
Watching.
Mikan Raya, from here's the proof.
He didn't do it.
That either he did it already. It was perfectly acceptable from time to time to watch your Rebbe, Shas Meiser, to watch how they do mitzvahs, even if it means you're going to have to catch up, rush a bit. Rabbi Akiva, no one greater than Rabbi Akiva. We just talked about him on Yom Kippur, and he would look up from his siddur and watch from a Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua shaking their lulav. Just how when I ever see that mission, it occurs to me that it's okay. You know, does everybody know how to do brichas kohanim, for example? When you're not a kohen, if you're a shliach tzibur, if you're a shliach tzibur, you berechach Hashem, v'yishmerecha, where'd your head go? Right, left, middle, left, right, spill out the lulav, huh? Anyone know? So it's g'day to watch a Gadol Batorah do it. Ah, you should be following every word inside the Siddur, Junchazos and Shatz, word for word. Okay, say this, Mutter. So look up and watch how it's done.
Right, left,
it depends where the Oren HaKodesh is, by the way. Are you standing to the right of the Oren or to the left of the Oren? Anyway, let's move on. Not today's discussion. Zog de Gemore na'anu amantcha shmei. The Mishnah starts by asking the question, at what point do you shake the lulav? But who's talking about what shaking of the lulav? First say, shake the lulav, and then tell me when to do it. Right, it's like the famous Gemara at the beginning of Makkos. Everybody's learned the first Gemara of Makkos. Fed Gemara, Zog de Mishnah, Kate, and Aiden Larson's own, right? Mandachar Shmei, first tell me what it is, and then tell me what the details are. Zog de Gemara, Hosam Koy, is referring to the previous Mishnah of Tesam and Beis. When the Mishnah says there, Kol lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tefachim, Every lulav that has three tefachim enough to shake it by. So in other words, it has to be four tefachim, because your hand is a tefach, so you have to hold the lulav with one hand. They need one, two, three, because less than that you can't shake. Kosher, right? So clearly, you need a shakeable lulav, says the Gemara. Ein mol meret. Of now, knowing now that we're talking about shaking a lulav, the next Mishnah says, oh, and when do we shake? Heichan menanim. Okay, continues the Gemara. Right, so then the Gemara wants to say, so therefore, where do we, at what point during the davening, do we actually shake the lulav? So now, also, we learned in a Mishnah elsewhere, a Mishnah Menachos, Shtei Alechem, Ushnei Kivsei Atzeres. Ketad Hu'oi said, so much Shtei Alechem of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So the Gemara's question, the Mishnah there discusses what would happen with the Shtei Alechem and the two sheep. Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. Says the Mishnah, Ketad Hu'oi said, Maniach Shtei Alechem Al Gavei Shnei Akvosim. They would put the two loaves of bread on top of the two sheep. Umaniach yodoi tachtehen, and he'd place his hand underneath both of them. Umeinif, umoinich, umevi, male, umoirid. He would wave them, and he would push them out and bring them in. Moilich, umevi, male, umoirid. That's what would happen to the Shtei Alechem and to the Shnei Kvosim. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, Asher Hunaf v'Asher Hura. They needed to be waved and they needed to be shaken. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Moilich Umevi, Lemi, Sheha'av Rucho Sheloi. The idea of the shaking there in the Gemara Menachos was that the Halocha and Havo'o, the moving around of the Shtei Alechem, was Lemi, Sheha'av Rucho Sheloi, to the four corners, north, east, south, and west. Right, that was the idea, moving it around. Male omoirid lemi shaha shomai v'ha'oret shaloi. And the up and down was in order to refer to the Rabbon Shloim, who is up and down. Shomai v'ha'oret. Right, kedua the kavon and echod is the up and down. This is the idea of the moirich omevi male omoirid. V'marova masnu, marova they learned. Omar v'marova masnu hochi. Omar abchomer bar ukva. Omar rab yosef bar bchanina. The idea of being Moilich Umevi was actually in order to fend off evil winds, or spirits perhaps even. And the up and down was in order to fend off bad dew. In other words, damaging moisture that would actually damage the crop. Omar Rab Yosi bar Ovin v'itemer Rab Yosi bar Zvilo. From this you can see that even the residue of mitzvahs can help fend off bad experiences. Okay, the most important line that we need for this morning is the next four words. This whole moilich or maybe ma'ale or moiridus, that's either oitzit talolim roim and ruchos roim, or as we saw before, it's in order to acknowledge that the Rabbeinu Shlomo was up and down and all around, as the song goes, up, up, down, down, right, left, all around. So that it also applies to the lulav, says Rashi, v'chein lulav moilich umevi ma'ale or moirid. So at this point, if you ask anyone what's all the shaking of the lulav about, the answer is, you've got two options. It's either to acknowledge that Rabbeinu Shlomo is up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around, or it is in order to somehow, some much higher Kabbalistic plane, perhaps, is to ward off the negative winds and rains and things that can come and damage us, chas v'sholom, pushes them out, you're pushing them away, right? So that's the idea of shaking the lulav. So the lulav is very much connected to the Shtei Alechem, and that's the reason we shake the lulav. This idea that the Na'anuim are connected to the Shtei Alechem and to Korbonos in general can be further supported by the Gemara Daf Memheo Med Aleph, Omer Rabbi Elozor, Kol ha-noitel luluv ba'agudoi, v'hadas ba'avoisoi, ki'ilu bono mizbeach ve'hikriv olov korban. Shenemar, isru chag ba'avoisim ad karnus ha-mizbeach. So the Gemara, anyone that shakes a lulav properly, and it's hodos as well, together, that person is like he's brought a korban. Doesn't say which korban, but he's brought a korban. But you see again an association between the shaking of the lulav and the avoid and the beis hamikdash. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, daf tezayin omed alef, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heviyu lefonai oimer bepesach. Kedei shetisporech lochem tevua shebesodois. Bring the korban ha'oimer on the second day of Pesach, in order that your tevua should be blessed. Heviyu lefonai shtei alechem ba'atzeres. You should bring the shtei alechem on shavuos. Kedei shetisporech lochem peiros ha'ilam. In order that the fruits of the tree should be blessed. Chag ha'bikurim. Nischu lefonai mayim b'chag. So here it's not talking about the lulav per se, but it is talking about sukkahs. And we know that the Arba Minim are connected very closely to the nisach hamayim, given that they all grow on water. So the nisach hamayim of sukkahs is also Kadesh Yisporuch Lechem Gishmei Hashonah. So perhaps this is also a further reference to the idea that the taking of the lulav and the shaking of the lulav is connected to the korbanos, most directly to the Shtei Alechem. And the idea of waving it around, as Rava says, v'chein lulav, is in order to achieve exactly what the Shtei Alechem achieved, which was acknowledgement of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being omnipresent. Is that okay? Omnipresent. And also to fend off, ward off negative things. But we have a problem. The problem is, if you look in the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, where he's discussing the mitzvah of Arba Minim, the Loshon of the Rambam is, Shetzivonu litol lulav velismoyach boy. That the inyan of taking the lulav seems to be connected to the mitzvah of simcha. As indeed the Pasuk seems to imply. Ulekachtem lachem boyomerishim priyotzodem kapus namor manafis ovis va'arvin nochal usmachtem bifnei Hashem. It seems that the taking of the lulav is connected to the idea of simcha. Not necessarily to the idea of emunah and acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not necessarily to the idea of you know, la'at ha'rucho yisroim. The idea of simcha, if you look in the Ramban al HaTorah on the Pasuk, tochoigu es chag Hashem shivas yomim, that we have a mitzvah of being choigeg the yom tov of Sukkos, that it should be a chagigo. The Lashon of the Ramban is Shetoysifu lismoyach lifnei Hashem Belulav ve'esri. The Ramban understood that the way to rejoice and the way to celebrate the Yom Tov of Sukkos is through the Lulav and Esri. We all know the Simchas Yom Tov is through Boso v'yayin, for the gentlemen anyway. For the ladies it's Tachshitim and new clothes. The children it's other goodies. But our Kaponim, the Ramban held that the Tochoygus Chag Hashem is actually through the Lulav and Esri. The truth is that they have strong support from the Gemara and Pesach and Daf Tzadihim and Beis. Because the Gemara there says, Evsha, the Gemara asks as a bit mio, Evsha Yisrael shoichtim bischehen, ve noitlin lulvehen, ve ein oimim is ha-halel? The halel on Pesach and the halel on Yom Tov of Sukkos is connected to the mitzvah. Pesach is doch Korban Pesach. So, how can you bring a Pesach? How can you be shoychid? How can you shech the Korban Pesach and not sing Hallel, says the Gemara? And similarly, how can you take the lulav and not sing Hallel? Now, we all know that Hallel is the ultimate expression of Simcha. What's the biggest raya for that? Well, have a second, let me just give a raya. What's the biggest raya that Hallel is the expression of Simcha? Because we didn't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. Why didn't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? First of all, it's Yom Tov. Second of all, it's Rosh Chodesh. How can you say Hallel when your life is Oymed Lo Mineged? Right, a person's not besimcha Rosh Hashanah. So, Hallel and Simcha go together. Hallel and Dor go together. Morim Sochem says, you take your lulav, the first thing you do is burst into song. And you sing a Hallel. So, lulav is not connected to Simcha. Doesn't seem to have anything to do with the Shtei Alechem. What's the problem?
There is no stealing. Taking the lulav is the
same. Oh, we'll come to that. Although, you know, Loshana, because I knew somebody like you was going to be here today, I wrote myself a note that the Baal HaMor says on that Gemara, Netilas lulav shehu baal simcha. Try that one and shake it. So what's this idea? So the idea really is, goes back to a number of Chazal, and Tosis brings it here. But it's also made in Shrubman by Yikros, the Tanchum and Emor. That the idea of shaking the lulav is actually based on the pasuk that we say every Friday night, Oz Yirananu Kol Atzei Yoah. That the forest, the trees of the forest should be Yirananu, Rino. Rino is a Loshon of Simcha. Gilo, Rino, Titzo, Vechedbo. So Gilo and Rino go together. Kumi roini balayla. So the Oz Yerananu Kolatseyoa, that's the mocker for the shaking of the lulav, it's shaped in the Gemara. And the Levush explains that the way that we shake the lulav creates the song. He says, Hakiskus vetiruv hahutzin hu harinun shel ha'etzin. As you shake that lulav and you create that lovely rustling sound, that wonderful shake, right? Which is like why it needs to have a good shake, the lulav, right? That's when the lulavim are singing. That's how the arbaminim sing. That sound is a song. Hu harinun shel ha'etzin. The Meiri says it slightly differently. He says, Shehana anuim hem lehis oirurus hasimcha. The Meiri understood that the shaking of the lulav is not that the actual shaking is the simcha, but it generates simcha. But according to the Levush, the actual shaking is the song, is the rino, is the hala. Your lulav is singing hala. And this brings us to the famous medrash Rabban by Yikra Lamed Yudalid. Rabbi Moni Posach Kol Atzmoy Sai Toimar No Hashem Yichom Boichoshet. The posting in the Hillel that we say every Shabbos morning of Yom Tov in Nishmas. All my bones should sing and proclaim Hashem Yichamoicho. Nema posuk ze, loy nema posuk ze, elo bishvil lulav. Chazal say that posuk is a reference to the lulav. Why? Kiyotua, everybody knows, all the children come home with this, what the Baal Torah? Hashedro shel alulav doyme le shedro shel odom. Because the spine of the lulav is doyme to the spine of a man. Vahahodos doyme le ayin. Vaharovo doyme le peh. Vahahesrik doyme le leib. Oma David, ein mechol haivorim godul me elu shem shkulim kneged kol aguf hevei kol atzmoise tomarna. So this chazal takes it even a little bit further. It's not just the song of the trees. It's the song of the person. This bundle of Arba Minim actually represents the person himself. And the posuk medinim kol atzmoisai toimarano, my entire self, my entire skeletal structure, right, is singing, proclaiming toimarano Hashem Yichamoicha. That's what the lulav is doing. Shaking the lulav is like shaking oneself. Now maybe that's why it makes sense that the shaking of the lulav, not just the taking of the lulav, hagam, the bracha is al netilas lulav, but interesting that we use the loshon netila. I'm not going to have time for that today. Shvi lekicho, shtin posuk ulekachtem lochem. Netila is something we do when we wash our hands. Which, by the way, is interesting. Why do you say al netilas yodayim? What does netila mean, Michlal?
Taking.
You're taking your hands?
Raising.
Raising. Oh. Okay. It's uyudechem kodesh. But okay. So it's interesting. So does that mean that the lulav needs to be raised in order to be taken? Lemaisa, whether it's taken or raised, one thing is clear. State in the Mishnah, this Mishnah we've been referring to, that the Gemara says, why are we discussing shaking the lulav? The Mishnah says that na'anuim, the shaking of the lulav, is so integral to the mitzvah of Arba Minim, that if the lulav is not shakeable, there's no kosher. Say the Mishnah Shia lulav adalat tochim kedila dan eaboy. So by stories, this shaking is absolutely vital and essential to the etzam hamitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. Do you give a lulav to a child? You're supposed to give a lulav to a child, assuming he's not going to harm anyone with it. Shendi Gemara, Kotano de Lenanea Chai Velulav. It depends whether he knows how to shake it. Not whether he knows how to pick it up. Not whether he knows how to raise it. Not whether he knows how to poke someone down. Right? It's Kedil Lanea. So my story is that the Etzem HaMitzvah is Taka, the Na'anuim of the Lulav. Is that sorry? If Na'anuim are so critical to the Lulav, perhaps we can understand this business about picking up the Lulav and then shaking the Lulav. Because the way that we do it is Azra. We pick up the Lulav, and then we hold the Esrik, and we hold the Esrik upside down. Why do we hold the Esrik upside down? Because there are problems with Ovelas Yosa. Zoktosis. Mevorech al netilas lulav. You made the bracha al netilas of taking the lulav. That's really interesting because we say al netilas lulav, we don't say al netilas arba minim, and we certainly don't say al netilas esrog. Even though you ask anybody, they'll tell you that esrog is most important. Al netilas lulav. So we turn the esrog upside down, but you've already picked up the lulav. So how can you make a bracha? So from Tosis is a mashma, who said you turn the esrog upside down? So Tosis, mevorach netilas lulav, af la'acha shenitlu biyodoi, she'itlenu biyodoi, even though you're already holding it. It's a problem of what's it called, ovelas yoson.
Now you pick up the esrog.
But he doesn't say that.
It's enough to the bracha.
He doesn't say that. Tosis says, no, you can pick up the whole arba minim, gezuntah eight.
Because it's still got
no money. Oh. That the Maisa, the whole thing with the Esrog, especially if you've got a pitzim, sometimes it's a bit complicated. The Maisa, it's Kapaskin, certainly be the Eved, that you can pick them up to make the brocha, right? And there's no problem of making the brocha after you've done the mitzvah, because you're still going to shake the lulav. By story, the shaking of the lulav is not just an integral part of the mitzvah, it is the mitzvah. Look at the lashon of the Rambam and Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, Mishi Agbia Arba Minim Eilu. O mitzvah kilchos, Mishi Agbia is going to attack and raise them up. V'yoylich, v'yovi, v'yal, v'yod, v'yana'nea. The Rambam puts it all together as one mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? It's picking it up, pushing it out, bringing it in, moving it all around, shaking it. Vaistos, the etzema mitzvah to stack this nanu. The notion of the Hagos Maimini there, by the way, brings up from the Rashbam, is Ikka mitzvosoi hi hana'anua, and then it says Bishas Halal. So we have two problems. First of all, what happened to the Lekicha? The Pasuk says, "Ulakachtem lochem b'yom rishon." The mitzvah is to pick up the lulav. And v'sushen to the Gemara, "Me'idnei da'agbei nofakbei." The minute you pick it up, you're ready to be yotze the mitzvah. So what's the na'anuim all about? So integral are they that a cotton should only shake a lulav when he knows how to shake it. That the lulav needs to be tall enough, otherwise it's puzzle if you can't shake it. Why can't I pick up a mini little lulav to tefachim? At least I'm going to do Lekicha with it. And the other question we have is that we spent all this time talking about the importance of the shaking of the lulav. It's all about the na'anuim and the zushtin and rambam and zushtin and halacha. That's all about the na'anuim. But we said already from the Gemara that the whole mukkah for the shaking of the lulav is dochte alechem. And here we've seen that all these na'anuim are all about Oziram and Maaseh Yoah, and because it's Simcha, and can you shake a lulav without singing Hallel? So Tosis on our Mishnah, take it here, on this mission, tells us when to shake a lulav. Heichon hoy menani, but how do? Tosis says something really interesting. He brings the Gemara, so Tosis wants to know, when does this cotton, or anybody for that matter, actually shake the lulav? Are you shaking the lulav as the Mishnah implies, more than implies, instructs us during halal? Or what about when you pick the lulav up the first time to make a bracha? Some people have the hakpoda to do so before davening, still in the sukkah, early in the morning. Zog Tosfos. That from the fact that we say that a cotton shakes a lulav, once he knows how to, he takes a lulav once he knows how to shake a lulav. What about the fact that a cotton doesn't necessarily know how to read challah? At what age does a young boy know how to shake a lulav? 2? 3? 6? Can you read or shake first in your childhood development process?
Shaking
means I'm
shaking or shaking
the halachas. Oh, you mean he has to know the halachas? How to shake, when to shake? Tosis says, I would have thought so, but Tosis doesn't agree with that. Tosis says, Kopna yideh lenanea chai v'lulav, mashma du menanea b'tchilas ha-broche. He already shakes when he makes the bracha. Because he doesn't know how to read halal yet. Even though he doesn't know how to read halal yet, he's still got to shake. So when is he shaking? He can't shake a hodu l'Hashem and ona Hashem. So he must be shaking the lulav because he has the bracha already. So Tosfos brings a raya that there's a nanua already by the brachas. He brings another raya from the Gemara in Brachas. That lamed or medalef and perik tefilas hashachar hikdim lot says lot derech. If somebody's about to go on a journey and it's sukkahs, before sukkahs ready to be yom neroyim, meviyin lo shoyfe v'tekeya lulav v'menanea megillah v'koyrev. He's about to go on a journey before yom tov, so you should quickly blow a shoyfer, right? So you should quickly shake a lulav, right? You should read the megillah, right? What about halal? So Tosfos, mashum de menanea beloy halal. Tosfos brings right from 2 Gemaras so that there's a na'anua even without the rinun, and even without the halal, and even without all the simcha. So how do we understand this Tosfos and the whole concept of na'anua, and how do we reconcile shtei alechem with simcha? It's a very bekitza. We have to quote a Yerushalmi. But the Bavli doesn't say it this way. The Yerushalmi's loshon is menanea gimul pa'omim al kol dovor v'dovor. As the Shin Rushalmi, that you have to shake a lulav, and he said you have to shake it 3 times. Al kol dovor v'dovo. What's this also kol dovor v'dovo? What are you shaking? So the round there on the rift, in the back of the Gemara here in the Sukkah, brings the Rushalmi, says that there are actually 3 shittas. There are 3 shittas. First shitta is Rizkeus, who says, Gimel po'omim ho'locha v'havo. The Rizkeus understands Rushalmi to mean that when you have to shake 3 times, it just means 3 times in, out, in, out, in, out. Right, in 1 direction, 2 direction, 3, 4, 5, 6. Malu, mori, mori, chamevi. That is the gimel pa'omen. But he's a shitty yichidor. Most of the Rishonim, especially the giants, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rambam, they disagree. They say, no. The Rambam understands that the na'anuim are separate from the holocha v'havoh. The Rambam understands, and the Rif as well, according to the Rambam's understanding of the Rif, that you have a mitzvah to move the lulav in 4 directions, north, east, south, and west, up and down. Chutz from that, you also have a mitzvah to shake the lulav as you're doing it. 3 times. Under a zog, 3 times, and each time there's a halocha, and each time there's a havoh. So you push the lulav out 3 times, bring it in 3 times, out 3 times, in 18 times, in 6 directions, 18 times 6. Na'anuim. Well, as always before the Ramban as well. All the Rishonim agree, some Rishonim say that the Gimel Pa'omim is the moving, is the Hanofa, is the waving.
The should be the wrestling, otherwise you can't take a small one. Uh-oh.
So the Ra'av Yor, if you look in the Ra'av Yor, the Maisa, it's quite clear that there are 2 na'anuims. There are 2 shakings. There are 2 shakings. There's a shaking of the Brocha, and there's a shaking of the Halah. And when the Mishnah says, Heichal Menanim, and the Gemara goes on to say, and the Mishnah goes on to say, Behodul Hashem, V'on Hashem, that's talking about Na'anua of Halal. And Yenana Nua is a shaking of song and of rinun. But there's another Na'anua that is related to making the brocha itself. B'shas, one says, Asher k'dushon v'soysam, and as taka the Rambam says, Shetzivonu, to take the lulav and to shake it, that is a Na'anua that relates to a different idea. So what could that other idea be? So, the chur we have to say, that there is a Na'anua of Shtei Alechem, and there's a Na'anua of Oz Yirananu. There's this idea of moving the lulav around, and by doing so you are acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-encompassing power and existence, and also this idea of warding off the evil spirits, or the evil ruchos, the winds. That could be b'shas the bracha, and it could be, at least according to some Rishonim, that just waving it around in those directions fulfills your chiyuv of na'anua. Because think about it. The Gemara says, what's the whole point of making, of doing this shaking? It's in order to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all directions. So what are you shaking the lulav for? I would call that waving a lulav. As a Takash Tehni Gemara, the Loshan is Ashehunav, Ashehuram, which is to be waving, which is to be moved around. Like the Shtei Alechem. So if that's the case, if it's a Tanufa, it could even be that one doesn't need to shake the lulav, because that they're waving the lulav. Masha Ein came when it comes to Halal. And Halal is an expression of Simcha and Rinanos. If one doesn't shake the lulav, you're not creating song, you're not creating that sound, you're not creating this tremendous Simcha, the lulav is not singing Halal. Masha Elkin, in that case, then Bishas, the waving, also needs to be a shaking as well. It's interesting, if you look in the English, Sidurim, Machzorim, it talks about waving the four species. Waving, right? Here one waves the four species. Mechilas Kvodom, it's not the right expression. Maybe by the bracha, but certainly during the halal, waving? Waving is tenufa. Waving is shtei alechem. It's not ozir ananu. It's not halal. It's not rinu. I just want to say it very quickly, because I'm out of time. That if we look in the pasuk that talks about lulav taka, or lekachtem lechem b'yom rishon, priyasot, etc., usmachtem lifnei Hashem, we stopped there last time. But the next word is Ashivas Yomim. That there's a fundamental difference between the lulav of the first day, which is exactly where it was Zman HaMikdosh, and the rest of Sukkot for the other 7 days. That the taking of the lulav b'shas the brocha, that's like Shtei Alechem in the sense that it's a yichud. You've been miyached the arba milim for the sake of what's going to come next, which is the halal and the rinun and the simcha that's going to be expressed during Hov Hashem and Onah Hashem. So Eshe Kem in Zogan, that once you've already taken the lulav and appointed it as your arba milim for Sukkos, then it could be that once that's happened, for the second day you don't need to do that. And for the third day and the fourth, the rest of Sukkos, because right, you've been in this yachid for the sake of the mitzvah. Right. So mitzad ulekach dem lochem, that you can be yotz with the hanofa and the tenufa, right? Because it's like shtei alechem, that's on the first day. Ulekach dem lochem yom rishon. But usmach dem lifnei Hashem with your lulav, that's the halal, that's the whole of Sukkos. So ulekach dem applies to the original taking, and usmach dem applies to the rest of the mitzvah, which is taken to shake in the lulav on the first day, and the rest of Sukkos as well. Efshekim b'zogah. That mitoich, the whole concept is based on the pasuk kolatz moisai to marino. I just want to share an einfall, and the time is up. But it's just a thought that occurred to me this week. And that is that, vice versa, we've learned from here, the Yom Tov of Sukkot is all about Simcha, and Simcha is mentioned three times. This is one of the three. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Shivas Yomim. And the way that we express that Simcha is through netilas lulav, lekichas lulav, shaking of the lulav. But the maaseh was really interesting as you come to the end of Sukkot, and you enter into Yom Tov B'Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which is also Zman Simchaseinu, U'Gonishken Lulav, U'Gonishken Esrog, and yet it's still Zman Simchaseinu. In fact, it's even a higher level of Simcha. Efshekim Mezogim, that after 7 days of exercising our Simcha through the Lulav, through the Oziran Atzeres Yoah, we come to Shmini Atzeres, and we put the Lulav down and say, Yetz! Kolatz Moisai Tomarno, Yetz bin Ich Alulav. It's my etzem, my very self, that is so bursting with joy that I don't even need the lulav. My shedra, my lev, is expressing the simcha. Maybe that's peshat in the rikudim, in the dancing of Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres is because if you think about it, the way that we dance, we do three things. We move around in a circle, we move in and out, Simchas Torah and Achasnas, and we jump up and down, Mipikel, Mipikel. Evshikem is Ovin, that this is Mamish Abaminim. That what's happening is that there is a Arba Ruchos, there's an in and out to make sure we're taking in all sides, right? And there's a Ma'ala or Moirid going up and down that is also being Makid, the Rabbi Shalom is everywhere. Be'ez Hashem, we're Zoycha this Yom Tov, we're Zoycha to Simcha, Ad Sumo, Gedoyla, and that we should be able to shake our Lulavim with Halal and Rinun, and that we should become Lulavim ourselves with our own.